How much has the loss of Merriman hurt you, hindered you defensively?
Well, you know, you get into a situation and you're going to have seasons where you lose some key players. And, you know, we've had some guys step up and play well. You know, obviously, Giles Tucker stepped in there and played well and then pulled the hamstring. So that probably, you know, wasn't great timing. But, you know, you're going to miss the impact plays that a guy like Merriman makes. But, you know, that's part of this league and part of, you know, going through a 16-game season.
Norv, it's just kind of surprising to look statistically. Your pass defense is, you know, really, I think it's the last in the league and with such a talented secondary. How do you explain that?
Well, we have had some changes. We've plugged in a couple new guys, and, you know, we played the first two games of the season. We played two quarterbacks that were extremely hot and played at a real high level. I think since those two games, we've played better, and hopefully we are improving in the secondary.
What have you seen from LT this season? I know he's been hampered by a bad toe. Is that maybe the reason for his kind of his production being down thus far?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, LT had a good game against Carolina, and obviously Carolina, as people look at him now, I mean, in week one, I don't know, people knew a lot about him. You look at him now, and obviously they're playing at a pretty high level and are 4-1. They're a good run defense, and LT had an outstanding game. Had 96 yards on probably 22, 23 carries. Had some physical runs, had some slashing runs, and looked awfully good. Unfortunately, in the fourth quarter of that game, he hurt his toe. You know, he hyperextended it, and his turf toe, whatever you want to call it, it's swollen and sore. Now it's gotten better, and I think you know, he's getting close. He's getting back. The issue is for us, obviously, to get enough plays, move the ball well enough, convert enough third downs where we can get him his 20, 25 carries. We did that in the Raider game, and he got 100 yards. And I think in that game started getting into a little bit of a groove. And that's the biggest thing, the combination of getting him healthy, getting him 100%, and then you know, getting ourselves where we're playing at a level where we can get enough runs.
What's your impression of the Tom Brady-less Patriots?
Well, you know, you look at them, and most of the guys are the same guys that we've played the last few times we played them. And, you know, there's going to be an adjustment. You asked me about Merriman. There's going to be adjustment when you lose a guy of Tom Brady's stature, of his ability and his leadership and you know, all the things he's accomplished. But I think you see improvement. I've seen confidence in over the last 4 weeks, and obviously it was kind of a coming out game against San Francisco, and you know, Matt is looks like he's getting a real feel for what they're asking him to do.
Norv, does it give you guys some confidence? I know this is probably not the start you wanted, but basically the same thing happened last year and you guys got to the AFC championship games. Is that give you guys something to draw on now that you're in this spot?
Well, a year ago, there was a lot of newness to our team, so I think everyone was kind of searching and trying to figure out what the problem was. You know, I think this year, you know, as I said, we've lost two games early in the year on the final play of the game. You know, so I think our guys know why we're in this situation. We know we have a challenging schedule ahead of us, but the fact that, you know, I think that we did it last year, but I think the fact that these guys have had a lot of success and have been in situations where they got on a roll and won a number of games in a row, you know, that's what obviously we're going to have to do if we're going to come out of this. First of all, you have to win a game, and then you have to, you know, get on a little bit of a roll and win a number of games in a row.
Coach Turner, I think we're good. We appreciate your time. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. See you Sunday.